This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Governor Sean Parnell has staff examining the hiring process for state employees after KHNS in Haines reported on the checkered past of a former police officer hired with the ferry system. Several people who talked about Jason Joel's job performance for that story did not want to share their identity, including a former Haines police dispatcher who alleges Joel harassed her on the job. Now she's speaking out. From Haines, Margaret Friedenhauer reports.
46-year-old Angie Goodwin started at the Haines Police Department as a dispatcher in 2009. By then, Jason Joel had been on the job for 3 years. Goodwin says at first she considered him a friendly coworker, but slowly, she said Joel's comments and actions toward her turned from friendly and joking to crude and harassing.
It was so gradual that by the time it got bad, you know, I didn't realize that I was in, like, uh-oh, now what am I going to do kind of thing, you know? I mean, because at first, you know, there was a lot of, you know, he joked around and stuff, but it wasn't, you know, it was just joking. You know, he just gradually pushes his way in, and you let him come in because you feel safe. He's a police officer!
Goodwin says the alleged verbal harassment was sometimes sexual. Occasionally, it included physical contact. Once, Joel picked Goodwin up over his shoulder, she says. Another time, he grabbed her wrist. And she says the harassment became constant.
There was some form or other of harassment, which was verbal, physical, sexual, almost every time we worked together.
Goodwin says there were witnesses to the harassment, but none who could be reached for comment. Several other women in Haines and Skagway say they either witnessed or experienced harassment by Joel, but have not wanted their names used publicly. As the harassment increased, Goodwin says she became more stressed. She began seeing a counselor. She mentioned some of the incidents to her doctor when she complained of not being able to sleep. In 2011, she decided to finally make an official complaint to Chief of Police Gary Lowe.
I was on edge as it was, and I just got really upset. And I called him, and he had just left there. He was almost home when he answered his phone. I lost it. I started crying. I said, I need you to come in here. I said, I have something very important you need to know.
About 2 weeks later, she says the chief told her Joel had resigned. The borough confirms that Joel was allowed to resign in a deal signed by Joel, the borough manager, and a public employees union representative. Goodwin resigned a few weeks after Joel. She says she wanted out of the department.
I was sick of it. I was so burnt out at that point. Couldn't stand it. I just wanted out at that point.
Shortly before she resigned, Goodwin began documenting incidents of harassment from Joel. She also has a letter she wrote to an attorney asking for guidance. But after Joel surrendered his state police certification, she quit pursuing legal action. When Goodwin heard Joel had been hired as a security officer with the state, she was upset and decided to finally speak out.
He's dealing with 5,000 times more people now than he was dealing with at the police department. I mean, this isn't just small town Haines now that he's dealing with. Now he's got the whole state underneath him. Like, what were they thinking? But there's no way for them to be able to dig it up because the borough, every place he resigned from, has hidden it in one way or another.
Joel has not responded to email requests for comment. The Haines borough, along with other police departments he's worked for, say his personnel file is confidential and won't confirm any complaints were ever leveled against him. But the allegations and documented work history were enough to get some lawmakers, and now the governor's, attention. Department of Transportation spokesperson Jeremy Woodrow.
The governor has asked Commissioner Kemp to look into the hiring process, and we are following through with that request.
Exactly how DOT Commissioner Pat Kemp will examine the process is not yet clear, Woodrow says.
And it's important to point out that Mr. Joel is a state employee, and so anything that the state does regarding his employment has to be done under the strict guidelines that follow state procedure.
Woodrow says details of the hiring process are confidential. State Representative for Haines, Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins, says he hopes Kemp will share the results of his examination of the hiring process with the public.
I think Governor Parnell directing Commissioner Kemp to look into this is a needed and positive step, and I hope they come full circle and, you know, let us know what happened.
Senator Dennis Egan, also a Democrat and chair of the Senate Transportation Committee, has sent a letter to Commissioner Kemp asking him to look into the hiring of Joel, according to Egan's staff. Reporting from Haines, I'm Margaret Friednauer.
This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.